T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking with Dr. Melinda Southern, professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. And Dr. Southern, new study out of Harvard seems to at least reinforce what we've heard in the past about sugary sodas and such. Not such a healthy choice, it appears.
Yes, this is true. This adds to the ongoing increasing body of literature suggesting that especially added sugar in particular, so this is sugar over and above what occurs naturally, is contributing to chronic disease such as diabetes, heart disease, and now in some cases cancer, although the evidence is not as strong in cancer.
Okay. So, and basically overall, increases your risk of dying young?
Well, it's interesting. It increases the mortality of the adults that they measured, which means that they died earlier if they consumed more sugary sweetened beverages than not. But they started this study in one group when they were 30 years old, and in the other group when they were almost middle-aged, 40-year-old. So this was not measuring adolescents or young adults and then following them. This was actually measuring the youngest was 30 and then measuring them for, in one case, 28 years and in the other case, 34 years. So taking individuals between 30 and 40 years of age, following them for about 30 years and then seeing if when they measured their intake of sugary beverages, was that associated with an early death. That's what this study did. And it was two studies they looked at, and it was, you know, initially set up as a longitudinal trial, and the data was analyzed that way. And I think that's the strength of this study, is that it was, they measured food intake every 4 years. And so this just wasn't how much sugary beverage they were taking at the beginning of the study, and then how early did they die later. They looked at the behaviors over time. And those behaviors changed over time. So they had to use some pretty sophisticated statistical methods to examine it, but very sound methods. And it is an association. This isn't, you know, a trial where they actually told half the people, you drink sugary beverages, and the other half, you know, you don't drink sugary beverage, and then measure the outcome. This was simply, is the drinking of too much sugar in beverages related to you dying at an earlier time? So that's an association. But then again, there's numerous studies that have showed similar findings. So it begins to give us the idea that it may be a cause and effect if we were actually able to do a randomized control trial in that way, but we just don't know.
Now, you mentioned sugar and all. What about diet drinks, diet sodas?
Yeah, they did measure the consumption of artificially sweetened beverages as well. And there was no relationship to early death unless the individuals drank more than 4 servings a day or more than 4 sodas a day that were artificially sweetened. So you had to drink more of those to see that finding. And interestingly, in women, that finding was not associated with cancer. And in men, there was a small association. So in cancer in general was not associated with artificially sweetened beverages. But the sweetened beverages, yes. But stronger in women than men for the artificially sweetened beverages.
Now, the study, I thought, did say that this study was especially bad news for women who were more vulnerable to premature death the more sugary drinks they consumed.
The artificially sweetened drinks were not associated with cancer mortality in either of the cohorts, and one of the cohorts had more women. So make that clear, that drinking artificially sweetened beverages is not associated with dying from cancer, whether you're a man or a woman. But the artificially sweetened beverages were associated with dying younger in the nurses' health study, which was predominantly women. So that's where that association of artificially sweetened beverages comes from. So it's they had two different cohorts, and one of the cohorts had more women. And so when they looked at the cohorts separately, they found this difference. But when they looked at them all together, they actually did not. So you had to drink four or more, whether you were a man or woman, to see any association with earlier death.
Okay. Now, but I'm looking at a generalization here. I don't know if you can say this is true or not. It says basically people who drink diet soda may be at a higher risk for heart disease, stroke, and early death. True?
If they drink high amounts, which is they classify as four or more beverages a day.
Okay.
Four or more beverages a day.
All right.
But there were no difference between men or women. It's just that when they looked at the two studies separately, that finding was more profound in the nurses' study. So this is where sometimes when the news releases come out, if I can say that, mm-hmm. they tend to generalize the results. But, you know, I'm actually looking at the study right now.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the artificially associated beverages were associated with early death of cardiovascular disease in the highest intake category only. So only if you drank four or more. If you drank less than four or more artificially sweetened beverages, there was no relationship to early death. So I think that's very, they need to hear that that's a finding that we have to kind of take, you know, and listen to carefully, because this is the first time this has been reported. It's the first study. This is not a randomized controlled trial, which means it's not, the original study was not even designed to measure these things and look at these relationships. They actually accessed data that had already been collected. But these are not as strong as studies where we actually have designed the study, collected the data over 30 years to look at what is happening to people who eat sugary beverages? What is happening to people who what is happening to people who drink sugary beverages versus artificially sweetened beverages? Clearly, the sugary beverages are much worse. Clearly. The artificial beverages only become a problem when you drink four or more per day. That's what this study showed. Is that clear? I know you're taping me.
So anything else of interest, though, that I ought to pass along?
Well, a lot of times people want to know how much added sugar they should have per day. So this is not natural sugar, because natural sugar is part of, you know, your overall carbohydrates per day. And the recommendations are that people should have about 40 to 45% consumption of carbohydrates, preferably, you know, these low starch carbs that are very healthy for you, like fruits and vegetables. So fruits, you know, have sugar, but they also have a lot of other benefits. So I'm not talking about natural sugars. But if you want to know how much sugar in added sugar you should take in per day, it's less than 1 12-ounce can of soda. One 12-ounce can of soda has 39 grams, and women should not take in more than 25 grams, and men not more than 37.5 grams. So, you know, skip those supersized drinks that you get at the restaurants. And if you want to have one soda per day, it's probably okay. But more than that, especially the more sodas that you drink, added sugar drinks that you have, the earlier your death to heart disease and potentially cancer will be, according to this study.
Okay. Well, hey, Dr. Southern, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. I appreciate you doing a story, and this is really important.
Okay.
It's important information.
I appreciate it. Thank you much. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.